98.1 KZE. It's MK with you. I've got some guests in the studio with me. Let me turn down the reverb because we're talking first. Mick Lynch and Will Chase are here. It's great to see you, Mick, and it's great to meet you, Will.
Hi.
How's it going, MK? Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. So tell me about An Irish Goodbye next Saturday in Tivoli Kotzbahn.
An Irish Goodbye is my new one-man show, which is essentially stories and song of my... A retrospective of my life coming to America. There's going to be a lot of family stories. It's a musical experience of, I suppose, life, family, love, loss, and new beginnings.
Now, I always have this question for somebody who's doing a retrospective who is still young. Why now?
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I suppose it's I'm indulging myself a small bit with this project in that I've suffered a lot of loss in the family, and it's just my way of paying respect to that and honoring my family members in a show. And what better way to, you know.
And it's on the heels of your previous show there.
Yeah, to honor them with song and story. And it's on the heels of my previous show, like Will said, last May.
Were you in here for that?
Yeah, I did the listening room.
That's right.
At Kotzbahn also. And that went so well, and I incorporated small elements of the Kotzbahn space, but this time I'm going to make much more use of the stage, and the back screen is just going to be a bit more of a theater experience.
Yeah, well, so Will Chase, who's also here, you directed this.
I did.
So tell me about, how does one direct a one-man show?
Well, I've been a fan of Mick's for a while. We know each other for the last, 10 years, I guess, and I've been directing as of late a lot more film, TV stuff. And I've been in the theater for a long time, never thought I wanted to direct it, but I'm being such a fan of Mick's music, and it just lends itself to a narrative. His music is very personal, and that space at the Kotzbahn is amazing, so it just made perfect sense. And they, after Mick's show, Deb, Mick's wife, and Mick both said, we should do more with this space. And so we fashioned a script, and it follows a narrative loosely. And have a few effects, but it's Mick singing, and that's the he's a storytelling musician, and hopefully that's what we will be putting up on stage.
Yeah, and one night only. This is a very ephemeral thing.
It's a unique performance. Yeah.
If you blink, it's gone. We want it to. We hope that it'll have a little life after this. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, can we hear a sneak preview?
Sure. I can do a song. It's a song actually inspired, well, I figured I'd sing it today because it's inspired by the radio.
Oh.
As I was doing that dreaded trip into the city, I was stuck on the outskirts of the city, and I was searching through the random stations as the presets kind of tune out as you get closer to the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened upon a song that just dragged me right back to my old playing days of doing the pubs in North Dublin. And the song that came on was The Obsession of a certain patron in one of those pubs, and her name was Rose. And she was very much a character, and I wanted to honor her with this song. So this is called Rose. Hey, Rose, they're playing your song, sitting here in traffic, and it just came. Played your part,
never be unkind to a broken heart. Can see you now, three doubles deep, screaming, what's this crap? As we sing creep, yeah, blood will boil, rose will see red, if the next one ain't heaven by the talking heads. Who'd you love? Who'd you lose? Were you a mother? Were you their muse? Look at me, still seeking answers. We'll never screaming, what's this crap? As we sing creep, yeah, blood will boil, rose will see red, if the next one ain't heaven by the talking heads. Can see you now, three doubles deep, screaming, what's this crap? As we sing creep, yeah, blood will boil, rose will see some relief, and as if to say you're doing okay, daydreaming by Aretha plays.
You know, we never do applause in between the songs. We should do this. I like this.
I mean, you said crap and hell.
I said crap on hell. The SEC will be after.
That's okay. Those are mild. Those are okay. Mick Lynch is my guest on KZE, along with Will Chase, the director of Irish Goodbye. Mick, of course, is the star. And this is going to be next Saturday, one day only, April 20th at Cotsbawn Cultural Park in Tivoli. That was really beautiful. And I liked that you set it up, because I got to hear you sing that while you were sound checking. And then hearing it again in context made so much more sense and put a whole different perspective on the song. And yeah, how lovely and how moving.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And by the way, the star is not just me. It is also Will.
No, it's not at all.
Because his work will be on display for all to see.
But that's what the show is.
The show is kind of, I mean, the fact that you just said that, MK, it is kind of Mick introducing stuff, talking about things. Of course, we've scripted it, and it does fit in a kind of a narrative. But these songs don't just come out of nowhere. So it's really nice to get a little context, you know. And again, Mick's such a great storyteller, but he's also... he's also a funny guy that when he talks, he's just personable and it's accessible. And I think people are going to have a great time and be moved.
You saying I talk funny?
Not at all. But it is a very moving evening because, you know, Mick he's got a new life here, being from Ireland. And then the loss that he's been through for, you said young guy, so I'll say young guy.
Well,
come
thank
on.
You. It's the moisturizer.
It is.
Just every day.
I think it'll be a moving evening.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, yes, I can vouch. You're very easy to hang out with, and I imagine that translates very well to storytelling.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I wasn't worried about it, but because my narratives and my stories are so specific to my life, I was wondering if it would translate just to a show. The fact that it is so specific. But I think specificity is what makes it universal. I think you really need to get down to the small details of life to really have a universal appeal.
Yeah.
If you try to, I suppose, write something that's universal, it generally ends up in a bit of a dud.
You can't try. You just have to let it
happen.
Yeah. So this is not really...
You have to write about what you know.
But this isn't really something you've incorporated into your shows before? You don't usually kind of talk too much between songs?
Well, I do. I suppose what's new is the fact that it's much more of a theater piece. There, you know, there's going to be a lighting plan and there's going to be
Yeah, there's a huge... Cotsbawn has such a beautiful venue and there's a huge screen in the back. And even Mick's previous show, I think he showed like three pictures the whole time. But even when they're up there... It immediately gives you context as well. So we're really exploiting that. And we have some moving images. We have, it's going to be lit beautifully. We have a few different spaces that Mick will go in and out of. And Mick's got some wonderful recordings of his family from long back that we're using. And so it's kind of a culmination of, I think it's the next step in the, it's Mick, it's Mick 2.0.
Multimedia.
Right.
Yeah. Multimedia for sure. Yeah, yes. Without giving too much away, is there a moment within the show that you're like very proud of or you can't wait for people to see?
I think there's going to be a big moment in the second half, which I think people will be surprised by. Yeah, okay. that's all I can say.
That's this is the kind of intrigue we need.
Imagine like it rains on stage. Yeah. No, it doesn't.
That's the next show.
That's right. That's right. Bigger venue.
We're talking about an Irish goodbye. That's going to be next Saturday, the 20th, Tivoli, Cotsbawn Cultural Park. One performance only, at least for now.
At least for now. So, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's very exciting.
And, I mean, I'm going to say, if this does hopefully go on and take on a new life and perhaps you tour it or something, go see it now. You can say you saw it when.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right. Would you like to play another song for us?
I will. I will do a song. This is, well, myself and my wife, we got married back in 2011. And it was one of the most stressful days of our lives because it was in Brooklyn and it was in October and it was the day before Halloween, and you know you expect October weather to be good, but this was the year of the October blast, the nor'easter.
Yes.
That just knew no end, and it was just a crazy day. It was an outdoor reception, we didn't have a proper tent, it was just an absolute car crash and a mess. So I wanted to write this in by way of reclaiming that day, and this is called The Last Great October Snow. And this is for my gorgeous wife, Debs. Straight across, Brooklyn bound, out of Long Beach made no sound. I think it took about 3 days. I was young, but I had faith. Yeah, water's warm, water's cold. Only find out if you're bold. I took a chance, all was new. All I had was I loved you. Though we tend to forget it, there was beauty that day. We may think it a car crash, but time's cleared most of that. So let's remember the madness of such a Halloween show. When I took that hand of yours in the last great October snow. Hang a right tattoo you, shaken by a wrecking crew. We fit our life in that box. Right in that lock, let's head up north, see what we find, to the great upstate of mind, little fingers to it all, just in time to catch the fall. Though we tend to forget it, there was beauty that day. We may think it a car crash, but time's cleared most of that away. So let's remember the such a Halloween show. When I took that hand of yours in the last great October snow. And the single clap.
Wait, here we are. A minute. No, that was absolutely beautiful. Yeah, and as a wedding DJ, I've seen a number of inclement weather weddings. And yes. I feel like they're always kind of the most special ones, you know, because when things don't go perfectly, you really see the strength of somebody's relationship, that they're still having fun and they're still so happy. So
and she's still sitting here right beside me.
Well, that's not
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
Can you imagine? That's a different
That's not her.
It's his last wife. No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do. I love that you were wearing Wellington boots in our wedding photos. Yeah. And we had an umbrella above
but
us.
But of all the days, though, I mean, if you remember that day.
Oh, it's just
seriously,
a one-off.
Out of nowhere. And it's just blizzard. Insane.
Blizzard. And the next day was another beautiful, you know, fall day.
Was there ever a moment where you were like, we're not supposed to get
Maybe.
Married?
You know what? It actually was the opposite. We were definitely supposed to get married today. It was actually beautiful. And it's funny, we do remember it as being a car crash, and kind of through the years, we're like, oh, that was the worst day. But like, we've reclaimed it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Have you ever had a vow renewal?
No, we're looking to do that in a couple of years.
All right. Well, hit me up if you need a DJ.
Absolutely.
And you should do it in the middle of January of a horrible, horrible blizzard.
Yeah.
Or no, it'll actually be a really sunny day in
exactly.
January.
If you plan for like mid-February, that's you're going to have like 70 degrees
Very
and sunny.
True.
Mick Lynch's An Irish Goodbye is next Saturday, the 20th, at Cotsbawn Cultural Park in Tivoli, directed by Will Chase. Tickets online?
Tickets online, yes. I believe it's Cotsbawn.org. That's KATSBAAN.org.
Wow.
Hey, I've done this before.
Wow, you really
I'm out of practice for promoting Cotsbawn events. You know, it's been all winter, so I gotta practice that. Yeah.
And it is an easy day to remember. It is 420, which I believe is National Weed Day.
Sure is.
So if you're not at home smoking your brains out, come on to the show. You'll have a wonderful time.
Or smoke your brains out.
And come to
or
the show.
Break.
Come
yeah,
on,
exactly.
MK.
Take
like
an
that.
Uber. And
That's right.
Well, Mick, Will, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
This has been lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. We got your community bulletin board and Willie Nile up next.